This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Bremen, Louisiana, not Germany. Trust me.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
In the Disney World attraction, Journey into Imagination with Figment, riders may not recognize the voice of Figment as a voice they've heard before, but when the pitch is lowered, you'll hear the voice of one of the Muppeteers. But which one? A. Frank Oz, B. Dave Goles, C. Steve Whitmire, D. Jerry Nelson, or E. Kevin Clash?
Special drive-through open house. I'm Dr. Nigel Channing, chairman of the Imagination Institute. Hello. On your tour, you'll see how the five human senses can help capture your imagination.
Can I go too?
Absolutely not. This is one of our discoveries, the figment of imagination.
Yeah, I know all about the senses. Their sight, sound, smell, touch, goochie-goochie-go, and taste.
Taste my chicken. Can I go? Please, please, please.
No, I don't want you out of my sight.
Out of sight? Okay. Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Figment, you are not interfering with the tour.
The correct answer was B, Dave Goles. And now, for the rest of this podcast, you'll have to imagine the scenery in that Muppet classic, The Muppet Musicians of Bremen. Studies in Henson History. Now, The Muppet Musicians of Bremen, of course, is based on Town Musicians of Bremen, except that story takes place in Bremen, Germany. This takes place in Bremen, Louisiana, at the Bayou. Well, Kermit will tell you about it. I'll just tell you that Jim Henson had a private screening for friends and family on March 27th, 1972.
Frog here, and I've got a really great story to tell you today. It's called The Muppet Musicians of Bremen. And in case you were wondering, Bremen is a little town in Louisiana, about 4 miles north of Gogalala. Now, the story is all about a donkey named Leroy, T.R. the Rooster, and Rover Joe and Catgut. Matter of fact, they're the ones playing that music. A really happy bunch of folks. Of course, they haven't always been happy. They used to be sad. And you know why these animals used to be sad? Because they used to work for these guys here. Notice that the heroes in our story are all animals and the villains are all people. I hope none of you take that personally. Anyway, here's our story. So here we are at the beginning of the story. Mordecai Sledge and his donkey Leroy are about to come home.
Yeah! Barnett and Flunget, I say! Get your crumbling bone heap!
Now, the fact is, Mordecai is the leader of a band of robbers, and he's just getting back from the railroad yard where he and his friends have been stealing stuff out of boxcars.
That was a giddy-up, not a whoa, you scrawny devil! I want to get home! Hold on! We is home! Whoa! You gullet freep snort lunger!
It's hard to understand what Mordecai is saying sometimes, and I think that's a good thing. Anyway, now that the story has started, I'll just be on my way. Have fun.
I'm surprised the crumbsuckle donkey got home without falling down. That was your fault.
That was my fault. I was asleep.
Now let's see. This looks like a fine mess of stealing we did. Sure was fun whipping this stuff out of that boxcar when the guard wasn't looking.
The guard wasn't looking because they stuffed him into a drain pipe.
Didn't have time to see what we were stealing, though. Hope it's jewels and stuff. What the clunge is this? A drum? Or what you're calling banjo? This junk is no good. I don't believe it. We just stole a whole shim-shammin' garsnarkered orchestra. This junk ain't worth nothing. It's all your fault, Leroy.
My fault?
Get this Jim Junkle Divil horn out of here! Who put that Krull Snarkle tree there? Leroy, if you could pull a wagon faster than a hog can waller in slops, we could have found some good stuff to steal before the guard got unstuffed from the drain pipe.
Actually, I was on the guard side.
You were about as much good to me as a pot with no bottom. It's time for you to retire.
Retire? I'd love to retire.
I'm gonna get me my gun and retire you proper.
But not that way.
Now where the snot glutzin' is that tall creeping gun? Oh, there it is.
Before he gets the chance to retire me, I just think maybe I'll quit.
Okay, Leroy. This is it! Ah, put down that devil horn! Blush it anyway, you jickle fresh sweet bath! What the slug? God! What? You!
Well, this rips her. Here I am on the road to nowhere. No roof to sleep under. No oats to eat. I give old Mordecai 18 years of hard work. And what have I got to show for it?
Well, you got that wagon.
Who said that?
I did. Hey, I didn't tell you I was in the story too, did I? Well, I am, but just for a little bit.
Hey there, Mr. Frog.
Hey yourself, Mr. Donkey. I said at least you got that there wagon there.
Oh, yeah. I got the wagon, and it's mighty hard pulling, I can tell you.
I suppose. But you got that there, tuba, too.
You mean this big kind of twisty funnel thing? I don't even know what it's for.
Oh, it's for music.
Music? How do you play it?
I just blow good and hard into the small end there.
You're kidding.
No, go ahead and give her a toot. Very good.
What do you mean, good? That weren't music. That were honking.
Well, yeah, that's true enough, but you got to do a little melody, like, you know, like, boop, boop, ba da ba bum bum, you know, kind of a
hey, I think I got you. Let me try.
Hey, now you're getting it. Gee, that was great. Quit your kidding now. You're really a traveling musician, aren't you?
Who, me? Nah.
Well, you should be. Everybody would like to hear you play that horn.
They would?
Why, sure. There must be a million donkeys in the world, and I bet you're the only one who can play the tuba.
Yeah. Why not? I could be a traveling musician. Why, I might even go to some of the big cities like Bremen or Gogolala. And wherever I go, I can play for folks. I'll play for the farmers and villagers and the townsfolk, and they'll give me things to eat and places to sleep at night. And they'll just love me all to crazy. Hee-haw! I'm a traveling musician!
Well, there he goes, on the road to fame and Gogolala.
I'm on the road to somewhere, take my tuba along with me. I'm on the road to somewhere, it's a lovely place to be. I'm on the road to fortune, I'm the only one around who can play on old man tuba with a hee-haw, hee-haw sound. I'm a traveling musician, just the best there be. I'm a traveling musician, a tuba playing donkey with the hee-haw hee.
Stands for Tuckered Rooster.
You wouldn't be tuckered if you hadn't been out hooperooing half the night.
Oh, have a heart, gals. I'll get up when the sun does.
Sun's been up for hours, and you still haven't crowed even once to wake up old man Lodpoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang. Oh, forget it.
Well, it's too late anyway.
Because here comes Lodpoke.
Elf of the Bayou.
T.R., that's the second time this week I've missed my breakfast on Connie Hill.
I thought he was looking kind of scrawny.
But I'm telling you, this ain't gonna happen no more. You ain't good for nothing round the barn no more, but you just might be kind of tasty around the white. Drop my sandwich. By dogs, there's gonna be a rooster stew for lunch. Ah, now you just hold still there, bird. Now, just come here now, bird. Come on now here.
Well now, here's a right nice looking little farm. I wonder if anyone would like to hear a traveling musician around here. Well, looky here. Hi, Mr. Rooster.
Shush up.
Why should I shush? I'm a traveling musician. Don't you love me all to crazy?
I'll beat you all to pieces if you don't shush up. Come closer and I'll explain.
I'm listening, Mr. Rooster.
My name's T.R., and right now T.R. stands for Terrified Rooster.
How come?
It's my master, the farmer Lodpoke. He's out to get me in a stew pot.
Well, that's terrible.
Oh, fearsome way to die, son. No funeral, no coffin. Just dumplings.
Listen, my old master, he wanted to do me in too, so I is runned away. And now I'm a traveling musician.
Traveling musician? You mean you was wandering around the countryside singing for your supper?
That's the idea. Might even go to Bremen Town. Got me a whole wagon load of musical instruments.
Well, put me in overshoes and call me a duck. Hey, you got a banjo?
I got one just your size.
Well, sure. Everyone knows that TR stands for Traveling Rooster. Come on, Leroy. Let's go.
Go it is.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. We gotta get from here before you winds up in a stew.
I know, but I just can't leave without saying goodbye to the girls.
Girls? What girls is that?
Howdy ho, gals.
There you is, T.R.
Our Orf was just here.
Kind of stuck in the dog.
He left, though, looking for you.
Said he was getting an axe.
Wonder what for.
Axe, huh? Oh, well, forget about him, girls. Tell me, how are all my little bitty bitties today? Oh, just laying around as usual, I see.
What a thing to say.
Oh, just have to come in here once in a while and egg you off.
You are cautious.
Now you stop, Eddie.
Oh, now, gals, I got an announcement. Yeah, the fact is, I'm leaving you.
But you can't mean it.
Why?
Now, it ain't your fault. Oh, gals, the fact is, well, old Lard Park has his eyes set on me and his stomach set on my drumsticks.
Oh, no!
And that's the way it is. Now, when I was a lad, just out of the shell, I thought that life was a bottomless well. But as time went on and the years flew by, I learned at last that the well runs dry. You can start out life with a cock-a-doodle-doo, but you still wind up as a chicken stew, just swimming in gravy. Carrots and collards, old man lard pork, gumming on my gumbo. That's why I'm singing the cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-blues. Now, I love you gals a great big bunch, but I won't wind up as lard pork's lunch. I love you all, but it's plain to see, I better leave you now or it's fricassee. Swimming in gravy, carrots and collards, old man lard pork, gnawing on my knee bones. That's why I'm singing the cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-blues. Oh, Henny, the stories we could tell. Yeah, I remember the days when you and me could keep on dancing till 3:30. We'd owl a man left, we'd owl a man right, we'd swing out partners half the night. And just to make sure that nothing was missing, we'd cuddle all up for a little kissing. I remember it all, I have to say, I remember it all like yesterday.
It was yesterday, you old faker.
Oh, so it was, by golly. So, gals, I've come for to say goodbye with a lump in my throat and tearing my eye. I love y'all, but it's plain to see I better leave you now or it's fricassee. Swimming in gravy.
Swimming in gravy.
Carrots and collards.
Carrots and collards.
Old man lard pork. Wishing on my wishbone. That's why I'm singing.
That's why he's singing.
The cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-blues.
Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-blues.
Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-blues.
Should have guessed you'd be hiding here. Okay, T.R., it's lunchtime.
Leroy, do something!
What'll I do?
Anything!
My lunch is escaping. All right, Rooster, you gonna be one dead.
Make like a racehorse, Leroy!
Playing donkey.
Banjo picking chicken. Hee haw, hee haw. Cock a doodle, cock a doodle. We're the only two. Ooh.
What is that?
Look, over there.
Hey there, hound dog.
What you doing that for?
'Cause I'm sad.
Yeah, well, we kind of figured you're sad. But why?
'Cause I'm old. I'm beat up. I'm worn away. And I'm throwed out.
That's mighty sad, all right.
Who throwed you out?
Mean Floyd.
Why'd Mean Floyd throw you out?
'Cause I'm old. I'm beat up. I'm worn away.
Yeah, we got that part. How'd it happen, though?
Well, it was last night. Whew, we had a wicked piece of weather around these parts last night. An old Mean Floyd, he don't care much for wicked weather.
It's storming some tonight. Oh, it's a bad night out there. There's ghosts walking out there, I bet you. Ghosts are coming up out of the ground. Waiting for a body. Oh, I can hear the ghosts breathing. Look at that. There's a ghost. There's a ghost behind that there bed there. Rover Joe. Rover Joe, you old hound dog. Hey, get this ghost, boy. Rover Joe. Oh, and dang dog is gone. Get out, you ghost. Get. Oh, please, Mr. Ghost. Oh, don't kill me, Mr. Ghost. Oh, please. Boy, go now. You ain't no ghost. You're Rover Joe. Why, you beat up, worn away old hound dog? You can go live with a ghost, you useless mutt.
So he chucked me out into the rain and the night.
Did you see any ghosts out there?
Not unless you two fellers is ghosts.
Heck no. We is traveling musicians off to seek our fortune and go to Bremerton.
Boy, I wished I could do something like that.
Well, fry my feet and call them drumsticks. Why don't you join us?
Oh, you wouldn't want me. I'm old. I'm beat up. I'm worn away.
Yeah.
Hey, that don't matter none. We're all old.
Why, you're as welcome as garbage in a pig pen, Rover Joe.
Come on and join us.
Oh, you fellers is so nice. Thank you.
No thanks needed, Rover Joe. By the by, how are you with the trombone?
I'm very good with a ham bone.
If you practice a little bit, I think you'll see the difference between the two of them.
Hop aboard the wagon, Rover Joe. You can practice while you ride.
Playing on my shiny, slidey kind of thing that has a funny name, sort of like Hambone.
Boys got away with the lyric.
Will you look at that?
Ain't that sad now?
It's a lady cat and she's dead.
No, I ain't.
You ain't? You sure look like a lady cat.
She means she ain't dead, Rover Joe. Now, pay no mind to him, ma'am. There ain't too much hay in his loft, if you know what I mean.
There's no hard feelings, honey. And call me Catgut.
Well, hidey, Miss Catgut, ma'am. What you doing sitting around this spooky old graveyard?
Fact is, I may not be dead, but I'm waiting to die. And you boys might as well leave me alone.
Aw, don't say that, ma'am. Why, we're as traveling musicians, and we'd be mighty pleased to...
Sorry, donkey, honey. Old Catgut ain't interested in no musicians no more. I done sung my last song.
Well, come on, boys. No use arguing.
Well, now everybody left me, and I'll soon be dead and gone. I said everybody left me, and I'll soon be dead and gone. Oh, your ever-loving cat girl, she done sung her last song.
What's that I'm hearing then?
Oh, gosh, Miss Lady Cat, don't talk about dying like that.
Oh, you boys are sweet. But you know a cat kind of likes to die in private, if you know what I mean.
Well, come on, Rover Joe. Lady's got her rights.
Well, now no one care about the story. The story I
listen,
could
tell. Listen, we care about the dagnab story. Now, will you tell it to us?
Well, honey, if you're going to be like that about it, I will.
At last.
I's all ears, ma'am.
Yes, indeed.
Boys, I have come on hard times. Still, I guess I'd be all right today if I hadn't made friends with the rats.
You made friends with rats?
That's right. You see, ever since I was a little bit of a kid, I done lived in this great big old house. An old house owned by a man named Caleb Siles. I spent about 8 and a half of my 9 lives out in Caleb's pantry.
Come on, Ez, let's nip on over and get us a piece of that sausage.
What about old lady Catgut?
I figure if we go real quiet, she won't hear us.
Yeah! Hi, boys. Here's the sausage you're wanting.
What's happening?
I don't know. Maybe a gasket come loose in her think bucket.
Okay, boys, come on out. I got a word to say to you. Come on now. I know you're there. Now get out here, all of you. Fellas, I just want you to know that from now on, this pantry is yours.
What'd you say?
The old girl's got weevils in her wig box.
I've been chasing you for 13 years. I just ain't up to it no more. What's the matter, boys?
No offense meant, Miss Catgut, but how do we know we can trust you?
Now, why shouldn't you be able to trust me? I'm a critter just like you. It's that mean old Caleb Siles you can't trust. I fought the fight for 13 years, working for that Caleb Siles. I chased the rats for 13 years, and lover, baby, that's a while. In all that time, old Caleb Siles never give me nothing. And if I left a rat around, he'd knock out all my stuffing. I know my friends, I know my foes. I know my joys and I know my woes. I know old Caleb's meanest eyes, and I know all you rats is kinda nice. You gotta know your friends, boys. You gotta know your friends. Let the lion lay down with the lamb, let the tiger frolic with the ram, let the mighty hawk
befriend the dove. Let people fight, let critics laugh. Joys and I know my woes. I know old Siles is mean as ice, and I know all you rats is kind of nice. You gotta know your friends, boys. You gotta know your friends.
You scrawny old she-cat, you've been round this pantry too long.
Cut.
You done sung your last song.
You gotta know your friends. So that's why I'm here, just waiting to die.
Well, burn my beak and call me tongue-tied. That is some story.
But you can't just sit here and wait to die, Miss Lady Cat.
What else is there for me?
Well, let's put it this way. Can you play a trumpet?
Are you kidding? I'm on the road to somewhere, got my trumpet along with me. I'm on the road to somewhere, it's a lovely place to be.
We're on the road to fortune, we're the only four around.
We can swing out old man music with a wheeling glory sound.
We're the traveling musicians, we're the only four. We're the traveling musicians.
People playing donkey.
Ranch bacon chicken.
A trombone huffing doggy.
A trumpet puffing kitten.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Meow, meow.
Ooh.
We're the huffing, puffing, playing, drinking, donkey, cat, dog, and chicken barnyard band.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry.
Ain't we all?
Are you sure and certain there ain't no food in the wagon?
Not a speck.
I wish this here trombone was a ham bone.
It's just about supper time, ain't it? We should be finding them pretty soon.
Who we expecting to find, honey?
Why, a family, of course. When they hear our music, they'll love us all to crazy.
Not much chance of that.
If we find a family in this swamp, there'll be a family of alligators.
No, ma'am. Why, somewhere around here, there's a lovely farm couple and a bunch of pretty children. And they'll invite us in for ham and sweet potato.
Ham? They got ham? Where is these folks?
They ain't nowhere, honey. Old Leroy just made them up.
Make it up again, Leroy. They's nice folks.
A mother, a father, a daughter, a son, a family, together, the four of them one. They gather at evening to laugh and to pray. The light of their love can turn night into day. They meet us, they greet us, they share what they own. By sharing and caring, we'll not be alone.
a family together, the four of them one, a mother, a father, a daughter, a son.
Leroy, honey, that was sickening.
Now, face it, Leroy, we took the wrong road. There ain't a farmhouse for miles around here.
Then what's that?
Why, Jangles, it's a farmhouse, just like I said.
It does look like a farmhouse.
Yes, sir. That old family probably sitting down to supper right now. Let's go.
Well, yeah, well, maybe one of us ought to sneak down and check things out first.
I'll go.
After all, this is swamp country.
I'll go.
No one lives around here but ugly, mean thieves and robbers.
He'll go.
Who, me? Well, sure, I'll go see what's down there. But I tell you, it's going to be a lovely family.
Fine, honey. Then you go and look him over and tell us all about it.
Okay, I will. Here I is at the lovely family's house. Jangles, I'd hate to disturb them if they was eating supper. Maybe I'd better peek in the window first, just to make sure. Wouldn't you just know it? They got the shade drawn shut. Wait on now. I can see something. Something is going on in there. I sure wish I could hear.
All right, let's get this flagging meeting underway. You ready, Caleb? Sharkpaw? Mean Floyd?
Tell you, Mordecai, we shouldn't be meeting like this in the swamp tonight.
Barn it and clunge it, Mean Floyd. We gotta split up the loot from the robbery.
Well, tonight's a full moon, and the swamp demons is out for sure.
Here's a yellow-bellied cat, Mean Floyd.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just wait till a slime serpent slithers in here and bites you on the leg. You wait till then.
Slime serpents? Ha! They ain't the swamp demons that scare me. Mm-hmm. It's those terrible flying bush bats I hate.
That's nothing. Worst swamp demon of them all is the tree troll with his big wooden club.
I always heard about the muck monsters with claws like razors and fire.
Hold it! Hang on a large bludgeon minute. That was just old garbage tummy here chawing on his carrot. Now, can we please get down to business? And will you stop all that dumb frabble eating?
You got your hand in my pie.
What the glots, Black Inferno Camp Jumper?
Oh, let's get on with this. We got stuff from four different robberies to split up tonight.
All right with me. Now, here's the money from the bank we hit over at Bonder Springs. Let's see what we got.
There they is, the lovely family at the supper table, with the papa carving the ham. Oh, wait till I tell the others. And they just look like the loveliest family ever.
Is you sure about the ham?
The biggest dang ham I ever seen.
I still don't believe it.
I believe it. I believe it.
Now, I tell you, this is swamp country. You gotta be careful. Rover Joe, you's all excited about this. Why don't you go down and have another look?
Alone? I ain't afeard. Now that Leroy been down there once.
You sure about the ham, Leroy, ain't you?
Oh, you bet.
I'll be right back.
That's the family. Just like Leroy said, Daddy's dishing out supper.
Okay, here's everybody's share.
I hope you don't mind if I count mine myself.
I just counted it.
You did, didn't you? Think I'll count mine, too.
Me, too.
It's just like you thieving, sneaking cheats not to trust one of your own kind.
Isn't it lovely, that beautiful family? They saying grace. I'll go tell the others. There they was, just a praying away to beat anything. It was so beautiful.
I told you, didn't I tell you?
Do you believe all this?
About as much as I believe a cow can lay eggs.
Exactly. Let's you and me go down and have a look.
Right. We'll find out what's really going on down at that house.
All right. Let's get on to the next piece of business.
Fine. Let's divide up that stuff we stole off the boxcar t'other day.
Oh, that stuff. Listen, let's forget about that stuff.
What do you mean, forget about it?
Well, it weren't no good. Just a bunch of horns and junk.
That doesn't sound so bad.
We could maybe sell the horns.
Yeah, we'll see them.
Well, I don't have them.
You don't have them?
My donkey stole them.
Your donkey stole them?
Well, steal my gizzard and call me gutless. There really is a family. They's up and dancing and singing round the table.
And there's the mama giving her sweet little child a big love hug. It's all like you boys done said and better. That there is a home filled with love and happiness.
Right now, TR stands for Tender-Hearted Rooster.
A mother.
A father.
A daughter.
A son.
A family. Together. The four of them one. They gather at evening to laugh and to pray. The light of their love can turn night into day.
The daddy is bold and determined and wise,
while mommy is gentle with love in her eyes.
And brother's an imp with a cute little face.
And sister's an angel in ribbon and lace.
A mother, a father, a daughter, a son, a family together.
Get none of the stuff from the jewelry store robbery.
I still say it ain't fair.
Good. Now, here's the stuff from the jewelry store.
Now we get to show what fine travel musicians we is.
How do we do it?
Why, we gonna play for this fine family. After that, they'll be so grateful, they'll invite us in.
They'll give us food and a place to sleep by the fire.
there.
Now, I'll tell you what. T.R., Catgut, you sneak around to the side door.
Right.
Me and Rover Joe go up to the front door, and then we'll surround them with music.
Great.
When we're each ready, we'll give a call.
Good. I'll bray.
I'll howl.
I'll crow.
And I'll meow.
And then we'll play old music fit to beat anything.
Our honest dang lock is stuck.
Oh, what time's she getting to be, Caleb?
Just coming up on midnight.
Midnight? We's in the swamp at midnight on a full moon?
Just shut up, Mean Floyd. Now let's finish up here and get home. I'm hungry.
Yes, so's the swamp demons.
How's that?
Along about midnight on a full moon, old swamp demons come a pawing and a clawing and a zuckering out of the mud and the bogs, licking their chops, and they're looking for supper.
Well, even so, we safe in the shack.
All you know, old tree troll comes on right through that door.
Yeah, bush bats, too.
Maybe we better be careful.
You all right there, Catgut, honey?
Okay, darling, just tripped over this dumb dead bridge. Give an old girl a hand.
Oh, sure thing. Come on, we gotta get to the side door.
You know what that was?
I sure do.
Muck monsters.
Slime serpents.
Tree trolls.
Bush bats.
Swamp demons.
Thank you.
wonder who they were.
And so the traveling musicians drove off the terrible robbers who were never seen again.
Oh, I sure am glad those bad guys run off when they did, whoever they was.
Yeah, but the nice family run off, too.
Our beautiful family. I guess those bad guys scared them off.
Well, they sure did leave a lot of stuff behind, though. Look at them hams and oats and corn and sweet taters.
And sausages and bacon.
Yeah, and that ain't all, honey. Look what else they left.
They sure did leave a lot of stuff, all right. Somebody should really guard it all for them till they get back.
Fine idea, Leroy.
I know we kind of planned to be traveling musicians and see Bremen Town, but maybe we better stay right here instead and wait for our wonderful family.
Fine. Let's stay, honeys. Besides, we make a pretty nice family ourselves.
And you know, that's just what they did.
Was okay, didn't you?
Well, it's okay by me if it's okay by you.